everyone, and welcome back again to another episode of Zalora Talks with me, your host, Amy Yasmin. Today, we're actually treating you guys to some really good content, pure entertainment. Of course, with that in mind, who better to invite onto the show than two singer-songwriters who've each broadened their horizons to include acting and everything else in between. Now, one is signed to Wanna Music Malaysia with 1.5 million followers on Instagram, and she's also a singer, songwriter, and actress. And the other, a hijabi rapper, also signed to Wanna Music Malaysia, and has been featured internationally on the New York Times and even Bloomberg. Now, everyone, please say hello to Diane, Trisha, and Bunga. Thanks, guys, for joining us today.
Hi.
Hey. Now, let's go quickly into it. I'm going to start with Diane first. Now, Diane, tell us more about your career's journey, because if I'm not mistaken, you started off sharing your music at the age of 16 on YouTube.
I started making covers when I was 16, which started as a hobby. I was only doing it from the comfort of my room back in my parents' house. But I started my career professionally when I was 19 or 20. And that was when I was given the opportunity to star in my own TV show and have my self-written songs be the theme song for that particular show. So I think professionally that was the kickstart of my career. So but I only got the opportunity from, you know, all those years of doing covers and talking in front of the camera on my YouTube. So I guess it's somehow connected.
Yeah. Would you say that's kind of like the same trajectory, Bunga, for you?
Yes, because when I started my rap scene, it's actually when I joined a competition. It's called You Try Rap Please. So in order you want to join the competition, you have to upload 1 minute IG video on Instagram. So the IG video, you have to rap to your own song. You have to write your own verse. It's a freestyle rap battle. So that time, I don't know what is rap. I don't know how to freestyle. And I don't have any knowledge about hip-hop. For two rounds, each round, you have 60 seconds to perform your freestyle. So for two rounds, I cannot do anything because I do not know freestyle. So I just, yo, hey, on the stage. And that time, Amanra is the judge.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, yo, yeah. But I tak tahu.
That's like me, like every time I sing karaoke.
Yeah. After that, the organizer approached me, then he said like, can you perform your 1 minute video, your own lyrics? So I said like, I don't know, I tak ingat lirik ni, I tulis saja je, I tak ingat. Pasal never mind, you can perform and tengok lirik lah, see on your phone lah, macam perform macam tu. So I pun perform sambil tengok lirik dekat handphone. And then someone took the video, and that video went viral. There was a person called My Sifu. I call him as My Sifu. He is the one that teach me on how to rap in the proper way, on how you write the rap, what are the skills that will be in the rap verse. So I study one by one, and then every week, once a week, I will post my video on my Instagram. And one day, 16 Baris, 16 Baris by Joe Flizzo approached me for their last season, 16 Baris, episode 15. So then I get viral once again.
Right. So it's really kind of like down to the internet kind of rallying together, and it helped you guys both to, you know, reach new heights. You know, I mean, with Diane, you had YouTube. I mean, I guess the same for you, Bunga, you know, you had Instagram. How do you guys actually harness the power of social media? And I guess this can also benefit, you know, all the other listeners who are, you know, trying to, you know, break the scene at this point. How do you harness that?
I feel like social media has become like has amplified in power during the last few years, because last time people just used social media to connect, and you know, some of us use it to showcase our talent, but today in this time and age it has amplified so much that it has become a new sort of a new world for people to just showcase whatever that they can into the world. We have TikTok, we have Instagram, we have so many platforms on social media, and every platform has like insane amount of talented people. So I guess it's just you know, the digitization and the way technology has really connect people, and trying to get like musicians, artists, people all over the world to just show everyone what they can do. You know, it's not just about music this time around. Like on TikTok, people have been painting, cooking, baking, like giving tips on how to become a successful businessman, you know. So it's just crazy how the internet has become such a insane huge part of millennials and Gen Z especially.
Bunga, you've actually done like some mukbang videos, haven't you? Yeah, like that's a bit of an extension of like entertainment, I guess, as what, you know, Diane had said as well. You know, it's no longer just Instagram or even TikTok. It's no longer just a platform for singer-songwriters, for actors. You know, it's really kind of like broadened that landscape of entertainment. So, you know, for you to do or even blur the lines of, you know, rapping, singing, and then suddenly go into mukbang. That's like a whole 180. So tell us more about that, you know, that flip.
It is because like in Malaysia, we cannot go outside because we have this MCO. We cannot go outside. And I personally think that I easily get bored at home. I don't know what to do. Even though I do my music, but then later after 10 minutes, I get bored. So I don't know what to do at home. So I do something, a content that what my audience wants to know about me. So I have to learn. I have to understand my audiences. I really don't get live shows. When my third single Intan Payung, that was a hit. That was a hit single for me. And that time, my third single Intan Payung, I cannot do live performance. So I do not know how to interact with my fans. So with social media, it's a bit limited to interact with your audiences. So with the contents, you attract people to look at yourself, like your contents. Your contents is about you, and it's about your identity.
Yeah, Diane, you're definitely familiar with this.
Yeah, like Malay audience have their favorites. So I think like if you go on YouTube, they really like vlogs, they like mukbangs, they like ASMR, they like funny comedic content. So it's really kind of knowing where your audience is and what they like. Yeah, so I guess that is one of the ways to kind of get people to get to know your other content, you know. And I do like stuff like TikTok dance, and then vlogs, and then unboxing and stuff like that, because it's like more lifestyle for me. I haven't tried mukbang because I don't know, like I'm not sure if it's something that I want to do. But maybe one day in the future.
Sometimes when I feel like I'm bored, or I want to get ideas for, sometimes I get campaign for fashion. So they ask me to do some video for like transition, like TikToks, and I really don't know how to do it. So I have to, sometimes I just go to Diane Trisha page just for like, oh, I feel motivated, like, oh, this is how she dressed, this is how her lifestyle is, so oh, I can be like her, like, she has the vibe, like I want to be like her, like that. She gave me the inspiration.
Ah, thank you. Which I always take from other influences all over the world. I'm just referencing.
Yeah, but Diane, you're also kind of like, you know, beyond just doing all these fashion, you know, videos and all that, you actually bring, you know, a different kind of element into the whole conversation, because you've got two cats, and those two cats are like the star of, you know, some of your videos as well. I remember one of them, you were playing music, I think you were playing the piano, and then Jonathan, one of your cats, kind of ruined the whole thing. But the whole point of it here is that, you know, it's a different aspect of your personality, you know, because yeah. I think when you go on stage as an entertainer, you know, people have a specific impression of you already on, you know, just being on the screen or wherever else. But when you go onto social media platforms, there's always an opportunity to get to know the person a little bit better, you know, like your personality, and that really shows. Just like being open with your audience, right? And that really gives you an edge above everyone else.
Yeah, I guess like I think my go-to social media platform would be Instagram. I show a lot of myself there. I showed a lot of like sometimes, you know, my cats, and then my fashion sense, my whole aesthetic, my style and stuff. So I guess Instagram has really shaped, I mean, not like shaped my brand, the Diane Trisha brand, for the people who wants to get to know me apart from my music and my acting. So I guess, it's really about being open to who you are and your identity to your fans.
But don't you want to add to that as well?
Yeah, I agree with Diane Trisha, because we need to understand what our audience like. They want to know about us more. They want to know my lifestyle, my routine. So I have to share with them. Sometimes they want to know my skincare routine, what is my sleep routine. So I have to show to them, because maybe somehow that is how we connected with our audience.
Yeah, that was make us like more person lah again.
And especially now with like, you know, everyone staying indoors, how do you kind of convey, you know, your craft to your audiences as well? I mean, it seems like as if everyone's staying indoors and, you know, we're not going out, you know, how do you kind of share your craft online?
I think like Bunga said, like, I feel like when I wake up, I open my Instagram, and then if I have my cats on my bed, I would like Insta story them. It's like really, you know, just trying to be as human as I can when I can. So, you know, when I cook, I Insta story I cook. And then when I paint, or when I go somewhere, when I go grocery shopping, just kind of trying to relate as much as I can when I'm not being, you know, this artist. You know, so I guess the more you share with, the more people and fans can relate to you.
You've also released a new single, Penat, and actually just watching the music video itself, you know, first of all, you know, it's amazing how open you are. If anyone listens into the lyrics, right, it's actually very, very personal. But another question that I wanted to ask is, was it actually filmed in your house? Because lockdown and everything, right? We had just come, I mean, somewhat MCO. But when you did the music video, it seems like as if everything was kind of done, you know, within strict regulations. How did that pan out?
Well, yeah, well, we planned, it's not a music video, by the way, it's still a lyric video. And when I shot that, it was only with one of my really good friends, Jasmine, who was the director. For the lyric video, and I've worked with her. I love working with female directors. And then I told her about the lyric video idea, because we couldn't shot like a full-blown, full-scale music video yet, but I do want to make, you know, a really good lyric video, just so in case we couldn't shoot for the next 5 more months, you know, so I wanted to make it worth it. And I told her about the idea, and she was like, I told her about the projector idea, but she kind of like enhances. What I like working with Jasmine is because she always enhances my idea and turn into like a another level up. So that's how you get like a conceptual music video with the lyrics already printed out instead of like pasted on the video in itself.
So you guys, it shows that, you know, you can actually create something even when you're in a lockdown.
Yeah. Even like when I was recording, but not, it was in my studio, and my sound engineer was at his studio. So we kind of like tried to connect the technology, because, you know, everything is like, you know, like Bunga, right? I think you can record from home nowadays. So it's just really, I recorded it in my home studio, and my sound engineer just kind of helped me guide through, you know, the whole process.
I even need to learn how to mix my own vocal. Before this, before pandemic, before COVID-19, I just record my friend's studio. But now I cannot go to his studio, so I have to record my own self.
It's kind of good, like, because we learn, you know?
Yeah, we learn something new.
Bunga, you've actually released a new, I mean, I don't know whether it's a single, but you collaborated with Joe Flizzo as well, just very recently on your, I think it's called Kena Check.
The music video we shoot was when we have our puasa bulan Ramadan, a Ramadan month. So that time, but we are strictly, ikut SOP lah. SOP, we really do the, we have to do swab test, COVID test to know that positive or negative. And then for recording, we don't have a recording session together. Just record by your own self at your home. So, and then just they sent the demo to me, and then I listen to it, and then tomorrow I record and then send. That's all. And then we call up for shoot music video just one day, and that's all. And then we wrap up.
You know, that's probably going to be like, you know, the new norm now, you know, with everyone is kind of staying at home. And I mean, look at us right now. We're doing a podcast, and then all of us are kind of like in different houses, you know. Now, a lot of people tend to ask you this question, but, you know, I can't help but to really have to ask you this. But if you were given the choice between acting or singing, which would you go for? Because, you know, you guys are pretty much multitaskers at this point. So which would you go for?
Personally, if I were to not choose, I would never choose, because I feel like this both skills or set of talent or, you know, way to express is different to one another. And music is always something that I was brought up with and is in my soul, but acting is also another form of art that I enjoy so very much, and I love it. So I guess it's just finding more and variety of ways to express yourself as an artist. And with acting, you get to be another person. You get to channel everything that's like in you. You know, you get to recall a situation that breaks your heart and put it into a scene, you know. So that's just, I love doing that. I love, okay, what makes me sad? Okay, let's do this. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, it gives me so much satisfaction to just do it in front of a camera. So I find a lot of joy in acting.
Do you find it's because, you know, as a singer-songwriter as well, you put a lot of your own emotions into words, and then, you know, going into acting, you, instead of putting them into words, those emotions, you put them into, you know, physical, you know, actions, you know, you're actually playing them out.
Yeah. Because with singing, it's always like, it's always considered emotions when you're only sad. You know, with music, it's like, oh, it's so sad. But if you're happy and you're singing a pop song, it doesn't really matter that much. You know what I mean? Yeah, but with acting, it's like, it's a whole different emotion you can explore. You can be like this woman who has experienced so much pain, or you can be this rich person who is secretly cunning and have a dark secret and business going on. So it's like another different type of art that's just waiting for me to explore. And I think all of the other actors, including Bunga, know what I'm talking about when it comes to like portraying another person instead of yourself.
Okay, I agree with Diane's, because when we acting, we have to pretend like we are somebody else. So it is limited to be yourself. But in music, you have to be completely yourself. Your feelings, your emotions, you need to put that all in together in one song. So it's kind of freedom for me to express my emotion. So, but in acting, it's kind of limited because you have to pretend like you are somebody else.
Like, yeah. So a very like random question here that just popped into my head. What's your dream role in acting?
Maybe to, I don't know, maybe a psychopath.
Diane?
I would want this for myself and also for a lot of female actors around in Malaysia, because I think that what we lack is characters for women who are ambitious and you know, and yeah. Bekerjaya, what's that in English? Like career woman. And so I really, really would appreciate, you know, something like female doctors, female lawyers, female businesswomen, female this, female that, like how they do in K-drama. We always see like in K-dramas, mm-hmm. like the women are like lawyers, like super successful, but we don't mm-hmm. get that kind of representation for women in Malaysia, which is really
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, what is that
it's
about?
It's always like abused and like cheated on. So I really do not agree with that. So I have rejected so many offers like that, just because I do not want to contribute yeah. in the representation of women like that, you know? So moving forward, I would try my best to kind of represent women in a bigger way, in a way that yeah. we deserve to be represented, especially for Malay women, you know, and women in Malaysia, Indian, Chinese, you know, women in Malaysia, especially.
I definitely think that there's an issue in terms of female representation, you know, when it comes to dramas in Malaysia. You're always kind of like used to all these stereotypical, you know, the anak tiri, you know, the evil stepmother, or you have like the girl that comes from like the naive girl that comes from the village into the city.
Yeah, it's always like relationship based, as if that's the only thing on our minds.
Yeah. And there's something wrong. I think that's...
What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's something that stems from like the culture. But then again, having said that, with this new generation that's coming up, you know, we have... I mean, it starts from, I guess, millennials, and it's a trickle-down effect all the way down to like Gen Zs and so on and so forth. And you have these new like forward-thinking, progressive-thinking women, men, everyone else, you know, to really push that agenda forward. So, you know, fingers crossed there's something like that in the future, but it has to start from now as well.
For Malaysian drama or film, there's lack of... I like to watch K-drama. I like watch lawyers and forensic thingy, because you have to go to the lab and then you have to argue about it. But in Malaysia, we don't have that kind of... We have, maybe we have, but tak ada dekat extra. You have to stream it on Netflix or iFlix or Mubi. We have to subscribe another application just for to watch this international quality movie. So that's kind of sad. So.
Yeah, it's not on the mass channel, you know?
Yeah, but having said that as well, you know, going into iFlix and Netflix and even Hotstar, you know, Disney Hotstar, right? You know, going to these different platforms, you do see a sense of like progression in terms of, you know, how it's being produced, you know, the production value of it as well, you know? It has come a long way from the old telenovelas that we're all kind of used to from like RTM, just growing up on that. But we have come some sort of long way. So not to discount that, you know, that's the end of all things, but we do have a long way to go. It's just there is some progression that's happening, but it's just a matter of how can we amplify that, these issues, especially, you know, for our representation.
I do think that Malaysia is a land of really unrecognizable talents, and given the right platform, we can really do so much.
Now, what do you think are the qualities required in order for other talents, you know, such as yourself, to make it in the entertainment industry, you know, especially on social media?
I feel like it varies in the sense of what you're trying to go for, but in the end, I feel like as a talent or as an artist, I think one of the most important qualities is authenticity, is the way you're just yourself, because it's very easy to like try to be someone else. But I think one of the most important thing in this, like especially in this era and this age, is for you to identify who yourself is as a person and what you like and what you don't like, instead of like trying to like what this particular person would like, you know. So I feel like going into social media, you know, being exposed to so many things around the world, in Malaysia, in Asia, in America, you know, all the places in the world, you are very easily and free to explore yourself as a person. And I think that's what we should do first. And then, you know, going into trying to make it into social media as you instead of someone else.
Okay, for me, it's about hard work and dedication. And you have to make it in consistency. You have to, because for entertainers, social media is not just a platform for us to share our thoughts and our emotion, but it's also a place for us to create content that actually motivates, inspires, and educate our audiences. So this is very powerful tool, and my message to the other entertainers, like if you want to start it, is to never take advantage of trust and freedom that is given to you as someone with influence, because nowadays social media is everything.
Big words, Bunga. Much wisdom.
Thank you.
Now, just to wrap things up as well, Diane, if you could, you know, give us a little teaser to your latest single, Penat, and then maybe Bunga and I can do a little hype sesh.
Background vocal.
In between.
Okay, let's do it. You guys ready?
Would you mind giving us a little teaser?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm always ready. Wait, I don't have... Wait. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, let's
go. Bunga, you have to teach me how to rap.
To rap? How? How to rap on her song? Like, her song is perfect without rap.
We'll be like hype girls.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll be the, you know how you did your
Yeah, we can do
you
that.
You can actually like with the Penat, because the chorus is like Penat, and then you're like yeah. At the chorus.
I can totally do that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. Two.
All right, let's
three,
go.
Four. Kau tak pernah peduli. Kau tak pernah mengerti hati yang kau sakiti. Penat.
Yeah. Penat. Dayan, penat.
Penat. Penat.
Kenapa dia penat?
Nantimu di sini sampai dia
Mic drop.
Thank you.
Ding.
Awesome. That was super fun, guys. Now, I just want to say a quick thank you to both of you, Diane and Bunga, for coming online and doing this podcast with us at Zalora Talks. I hope, you know, all our listeners at home also benefit from this conversation that we're having, especially, you know, all the entertainers, budding entertainers, aspiring entertainers out there who just want to, you know, break into the scene. You guys should just check out Diane and Bunga on Instagram. Maybe take a few pointers out of, you know, two of them. Bunga can probably teach you how to rap.
Yeah,
just bring it out true. There. And Diane can give a bit of like a, you know, her Diane masterclass on TikTok. Now you can find them on Instagram at Diane Trisha and at Bunga Is Me. Not Ismay, it's Bunga Is Me. At Instagram. Yeah. It's gonna be me. Thank you so much, guys, once again. And I'll chat to everyone soon on Zalora Talks. This is me, your host, Amy Yasmin. And stay safe, stay healthy. Goodbye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.